89.9 FM
2020. So right now I'm going to jump into my next track and I'm going to give you something by DAEV Zambia, and on the other side we cross over into our interview. So here's Dave with a song titled Kambaka Love.
So you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm a fool? Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you. So you think I'm an idiot? No. You think I'm a fool? Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never lie to you. They don't angala chipu wakamba galavu. Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no. Edo nangala chipu wakamba galavu. Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no. Mukati muti bloke sivitumika. Kunyumba ziwa namba simugwilika. Apo muli na wana na mwamuna. Kumbali yuma kamba si unifuna. Na 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 na. Chima baba mami. Simwala ni mutima mami. Ine mutima krokoto pum pum pum. Chimudunta kwa kutu pum pum pum. The girl that I love and she don't realize. Ani kwa nina mutima no no. So you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm a fool? Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you. So you think I'm a idiot? No. You think I'm a fool? Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you. Edo nangala chipu kambagalavu. Nangala chipu wakambagalavu, no. Edo nangala chipu wakambagalavu. Nangala chipu wakambagalavu, no. Mama niseka manje. Labe na juli muni teka po manje, no. You taking me for granted. Ati ni mamu kontolola. Ni mamu poka manenga tia fola. I'm giving out the love and you think I'm a fool now. Nizaka piyamo, you wanna what to do now. Cause everybody wanting you now. Why ibala mapuro misezi. I make sure that you look alright, yeah. Everybody wanting you now. Why ibala mapuro misezi. I make sure that you feel alright. But you think I'm an idiot. You think I'm a fool. Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you. So you think I'm an idiot, no. You think I'm a fool. Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never lie to you. Nedo nangala chipu wakamba galavu. Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no. Nedo nangala chipu wakamba galavu. Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no.
You think I'm a fool. Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you. So you think I'm a idiot, no. You think I'm a fool. Cause you know that I want to not like you. Tell you everything, never like you.
89.9 FM.
Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no. Edo nangala chipu wakamba galavu. Nangala chipu wakamba galavu, no.
Click on the track.
Royal Empire Music.
89.9 FM.
Those are the sounds of my guest this afternoon, who happens to be DAEV Zambia with a song titled Kambaka Love. So DAEV Zambia is my guest this afternoon and is going to join us any minute from now on this program. So for everybody that's tuned in, you can send me a text message on 0978-047-259 to be part of the conversation right here on Kariba FM. Good afternoon, Badevi.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Z Underground. Nice to finally have you on this program. People have been asking and have been requesting. Mkabade Tadisa.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how is Lusaka?
Lusaka, not bad. How are those?
I know these ends are okay. At least the temperature is starting to chill.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, to just jump straight into my into the questions that I have for you this afternoon. To people that do not know you, which I feel there are not any, introduce yourself. How would you want people to relate to you? What would people want to know about you? Introduce yourself.
Well, Dave is a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer.
Okay.
Who basically creates music. I don't want to classify it.
Yeah, man.
I create music because I do hip-hop sometimes. I do R&B sometimes. I jump on Afrobeat. Sometimes jazz. So basically a singer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Dave, to just like the icebreaker of our conversation this afternoon, right now there is a COVID-19 pandemic that is ravaging the whole world. How has that affected you and your career?
Well, it affected myself and my colleagues badly in terms of we don't have any serious jobs happening at the moment. Shows are canceled and movements are limited. So it's really
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would want to find out about you, we've seen there is global unrest. You've seen the riots, what happened to George Floyd in America, and the riots that are going on in America. And then there is this other sense of discontent that is going on in our country. As an artist, what is your take on what's going on in the world? The racism and just the inequality that is around in the world.
Well, speaking on George's issue in particular, it's very sad, and I would urge everybody to be very active in terms of being concerned and being active about the issue. It's really sad. It looks like a small issue until injustice is being done to you as an individual. You know what I mean? It's a different story when you see it happening to somebody else.
Yeah, man.
But if it's you or somebody close, that's when you really feel the impact. So I would really urge everybody to be active in whatever form or way they could be. Because it's very saddening.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So to bring it home, you've seen in the last 3 weeks, we've seen how a lot of people have been going on social media and voicing out their concerns of what's going on right here in our country about the Chinese and what's going on. So today we saw the minister of Lusaka, Mr. Boma and Rutsambo, come out and warn people like Biflo, Chelatukuta and Kings Malembe Malembe for the things that they have been uttering concerning what is going on in our country. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I'll be very honest, I haven't been following that issue too well, because Zambia is full of drama, man.
Yeah, man.
Honest. So I'd rather just keep my mind in the studio and record my music.
Yeah, man.
So concerning that, I don't really have a comment.
Right.
People said what they said and they have their views and I respect that.
Yeah, man.
So I'd rather keep my space on that.
Sure. So I read yesterday on one of the blogs, there was somebody, I don't know if this is true, that's why I called you so that I can confirm. Are we expecting a Dave album anytime soon? I read on one of the blogs saying that you have an album on the way. Anytime, we're going to have a Dave album. Is that true?
Yes, we have an album on the way.
Okay.
It was actually supposed to drop a bit earlier than it's going to drop.
Okay.
Because of the current issue obtaining on the ground, we couldn't really drop the album.
Okay.
So I'm giving out, for starters, I can tell you the title. It's God Family Music.
God Family?
God?
Yeah.
God Family Music.
What is the inspiration behind this album?
Well, this album is so dear to me in the sense that I have music that, you know, I have songs that really tell a story about my life.
Yeah, man.
And then I have stories, I have songs that are really the best of my art.
Yeah, man.
I have music that is like 4 years old in the album. And I felt to recreate because I feel like it's a part of my life. That, you know, there are some things that can happen in your life and then you can't retell the story.
Yeah, man.
So there are songs that are older than 4 years on the album. So it says the whole storyline is God Family the Music. These are few words that just basically gather my life.
Okay, in that order.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually nice. Can you tell us more about the album? Like the track list, the number of songs that are going to be on the album, has that already been decided?
We're not going to have less than 12 songs. I won't give out any titles or any names of the people on the album, but people on my team and some of the people on the album.
Okay, but are you working with anybody else who's not on the ICYZ camp?
Yes, I have a few features.
Okay, so when is there like a time frame? When can we expect the album to drop?
On that one, I can't really decide. Because I'm really trying to take my time with this album, and I want to get the most out of it. So I'm really being observant with when to drop.
Okay. You dropped a song, Moonlight, Making Waves. I love that song, and it has been getting positive reviews. Last week, it was on number 2 on our Z Top 5. And today, it's also on the chat. If you stick along. Yeah, like it was on number 2 last week on the Z Top 5, which is a show that comes on today at 16:30, right here on Kariba FM. So, and today, your song is still on the chat. I won't tell you the number that it is. It's still on the chat. And a lot of people have been getting crazy, crazy, massive reviews from people. They are loving it. They're vibing to it. Is it one of the singles that are on the album, or is just a single?
No. It's not even on the album.
Oh, it's just something to keep us busy as we wait for the album to drop.
Exactly. It's just a single because I figured that was a bit too quiet. So I thought, let me give my people something.
Yeah, man. That was like a great piece of work. So, Dave, when your album drops, what are we expecting? Are we going to get physical copies, or are you going the new way where you just do digital copies? How is it going to be?
I was thinking of completely going digital, but then you know how I feel like it's like tradition to do hard copies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
There's a sense of fulfillment to, you know, when you give out those CDs.
Yeah, man.
So I want to have that experience as well as I do that album. So for the experience, I'm gonna have a few hard copies, and I think I'm gonna personally deliver a few myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope we'll have a few hard copies. I hope I'm gonna receive one of those hard copies when your album drops.
Most definitely, man. You will.
So people have been wondering. You've never come to Siyavonga. You've never performed in Siyavonga. When do we expect to have Dave come and grace our shows here in Siyavonga?
Hopefully after all this thing is over, man. I want to tour because after the album we're gonna do a tour.
Okay.
I shouldn't even be saying this, but yeah, we're gonna have a tour after the album, and then I'm sure Songkhla is one of the places we're gonna be able to touch.
Sure, man. So moving forward with our interview, there is somebody that I know who is a friend of mine, and I heard one of his songs where he actually mentions you and complains about you. So I said, for me to get the full picture, I have to hear your side of the story too. So Wyster came on my show. I had an Instagram live with him where he complained that he did that song, Timai Ziwa, and you never shared it. You never gave him the support. He thought the song was good, but you just never got back to him and you never shared the song. And it's not only just Wyster. Another person told me they did a song with you, but you never shared their song. You never like appreciated and showed them love. Is there any truth to those things?
Okay, so now listen, there are so many business sides that fall into place where music is concerned.
Yeah, man.
And especially where a single is concerned. So for me as an artist, I have a record label that I work under.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so yeah, when it's easy to get a feature with Dave, but then to get promotion for that particular song with them, Dave, involves the whole team. It involves the whole effort because I don't run my pages online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So when somebody says, I have shared the song with a few friends of mine.
Yeah, man.
On WhatsApp, but going live on my pages, you know, talking about the song and whatnot involves the label. There's a whole lot of money that goes into promotion.
Yeah, man.
So most of these people haven't been able to meet up with the standard of getting their song promoted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Because my manager has to be involved. I don't run any of my pages online.
Yeah, man.
So not the promotion is done by my team. So it's not me, it's their team and procedures that most artists don't want to follow.
Okay.
And those are the results. Yeah, nothing personal, just business.
Oh, so like, you know, people have been complaining, I've been hearing this. So I said, no, Ukchela Mpatire Mo Dave, let me get it from himself. Let me get his side of the story. And it's good that you've cleared the air, that everybody knows that if you're doing a song with Dave, you have to be ready to go the extra mile if you want the promotion by XYZ and the whole team, right?
Exactly, because promo comes from the team. It doesn't come from me.
Yeah, man. So moving forward, Dave, you've been signed by one of, if not the biggest label in our country. How has that been? Has it been good for your career, or has it been a drawback? Because we've heard artists who say once you get signed, they take your freedom. But for you, was at that experience of getting a record deal with one of the biggest record companies in the country. How has that been for you, and how has that done for your career?
I'll be very honest with you. Sometimes record labels can never work the same.
Yeah, man.
With you, then they can never work the same for me.
Yeah, man.
Well, they do have standards.
Yeah, man.
So when I first got involved with XYZ, I like to say this a lot. I was family with XYZ before I became a business partner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So it's always been comfy. It's always been a safe space for me, and it's been very helpful.
Man,
putting me on my toes all the time. Yo, you're sleeping, we need a record, we need what, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man,
putting me in check all the time. So a record label, this particular record label, has really been helpful to me.
Yeah, man,
real complex for my side.
So Dave, I've seen you come in the game. You've got a couple of hits to your name, and I've seen you come on the scene and rise up to be one of the MCs that are like the big people in the music industry right now, especially when it comes to singing. What advice would you give to people that are tuned in, like the up and coming musicians, the people that are trying to find their way through this complicated industry? What advice would you give those guys?
Okay, consistency is everything, guys. Consistency is everything. Nothing beats hard work.
Yeah, man.
Not even talent itself.
Yeah,
hard
man.
Work is everything. Just be consistent and believe in yourself. Create. Don't wait. And I had people who come to my DMs and say, no, we need help. We need what. You can help yourself.
Yeah, man.
You help somebody who's helping themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So consistency and hard work and self-belief is everything.
Yeah,
that's
man.
All you need. Nobody else in your life.
I love how you've come out and the knowledge that you've given to everybody that is tuned in, and I hope the people that are listening to us, be it on Facebook Live or just on FM, are getting the knowledge from people that have actually been in the game and have seen the ups and downs and know the ropes in this business. So apart from music, Dave, what else do you do?
This is a question I like to swear most of the time. But let's just look at me as a music person.
Okay.
I think I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, we stay away from anything apart from the music.
Yeah. You know, when you give people too much information, they find loopholes to start attacking you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. You don't want to be scandalized.
Nah, I don't like drama. I like my private life, private, and what I put out there being seen like that.
Yeah, man.
So let's look at Dave as the creator of music.
So, Dave, looking at your journey in music, what can you say has been your highest moment and what can you say has been your lowest moment since you've been in this business?
My lowest moment in the industry, I don't even know if I should call my lowest moment lowest, because I've actually learned a lot from my lowest moment than I have from my highest.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know. It has been classes for me. I think I haven't lost in the game, and I've been learning and I've been elevating. There's change, there's improvement every day and each side of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
man.
I would like to speak on this, on the positives rather.
Okay. So what has been your highest moment?
I think my remark is when we flew to SA and actually jumped on a record with Pato.
Okay.
That one, I'm still overwhelmed.
Yeah, man.
I haven't gotten over that.
Yeah, man. And you know, above everything, that record was also like a very big record, man.
Not only in Zambia, but in different countries as well. Uganda, Kenya, Namibia, Tanzania, Malawi. It did big numbers.
Yeah,
Nigeria,
man.
As well.
So apart from that song, have you been touring, apart from that trip that you took for that song, for the Literation song, have you also been touring? Like, is your music being accepted outside the boundaries of our country?
I was shocked. I was going through my reviews. I was going through my YouTube. And then I have people from there's a country called Fiji. I didn't even know a country called Fiji.
They are very good at rugby.
Sorry?
They are very good at rugby. I know them for rugby, Fiji.
Yeah. I didn't know about Fiji, man. I learned about it through my YouTube from the feedback.
Yeah, man.
I was like, yo, I've got people in Fiji listening, and our neighboring people. Man, it's doing great numbers, not only in Africa, but in these other continents as well.
Yeah, man.
I wish I could show you screenshots or something.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's great.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, it's great. It's crazy. And it's good. It's good for the industry and it's good for the culture, man.
Mm-hmm.
So moving forward, Dave. where do you see yourself? Like, what are some of your goals? Where do you see yourself in your career, let's say in the next 2 to 5 years?
Okay, so if you look at the last song I dropped, it sounds a bit more Zambianized compared to all these other songs I've dropped.
Yeah, man.
So in the few years to come, I want to try, by all means possible, to sell our culture and tradition and whatever values we share.
Yeah, man. Zambia. Yeah, man.
Out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, which is actually very important.
Yeah. Like, we need to know where we're coming from.
Yeah,
so
man.
If you look at Nigeria, we know them for so many different things. They've sold out their own native tongue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
When you hear Igwe, you know where it's coming from, you know what
I mean? Yeah, 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 yeah.
What I'm gunning for, exactly. That's what I want to do with Zambia. I want to say, when I say Wapondo, I want Nigerian people to be able to relate and say, when somebody says Wapondo, they mean...
It's Zambia.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's Zambia.
Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Stuff like that. That's what
man.
I want to do for Zambia.
So, Dave...
I want to be able to show...
Yeah, man. So, Dave, if you could work with anybody in the game, somebody you've not already featured, if you could work with anybody, who would it be? Like, in the world, if you could work with anybody, collaborate with anybody, who would it be?
In the world?
Yeah, man.
It probably would be Wizkid.
Wizkid?
If not, then Davido.
Okay. But what about locally, locally here in Zambia? Who is it, among the people you've not worked with already, who you would want to make a record with that person?
I think I'd love to work with Exile.
Exile?
Yeah, Israel rather.
Okay. Have you been in talks with him already?
We have talked online concerning a single, but then we've both been busy with our own things and nobody has reached out yet. But maybe on the album or maybe a bit later I will involve him on a record or two because I'm such a huge fan.
Yeah, man. And I am a huge fan of the music that you do and the stuff that you're doing. Great stuff, man.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. So moving forward, you've seen in the music industry, a lot of people have jumped on the music. Like, for me personally, every day I receive more than 30 songs from different people from all over the country saying, Muturisheko, Muturisheko. So now, you who has been in this industry long enough, is the music in Zambia paying enough that someone can make a career out of it and live a comfortable life?
At the moment, without things standing, it's not very beneficial. But if you've rooted yourself so deep, you'll still be able to make it. And then, okay, back then before the pandemic, let me speak about back then before the pandemic.
Yeah, man.
Because things will still refer to things.
Yeah, man.
Back then before the pandemic, I think as artists, we're living a very comfortable life.
Okay.
Artists are able to build, able to drive, able to sponsor a few people here and there. I think we're pretty much okay.
You know why I ask?
Though we could do so much.
Yeah,
so
man.
Much
yeah, man.
Yeah, there's room, so much room for doing so much more.
You know why I ask that question? Because there have been rumors that say a lot of people pretend to live a certain life that they're not living, and the people that are actually doing well in the music industry are just a few, like the very very top, Bena Slap D, Bena Mark II, the very upper members, but the rest of the people are actually living from hand to mouth. But the fact that you've said, and you've been in the business long enough, the fact that you've said there is still room out there for more people to come in and make a living out of it is a good thing.
Yeah.
I have one of my people that asked me, wanted to find out this, if someone wants to put you on a record, what is the procedure like, and how prepared should they be in terms of finances? Like, what is the procedure if they want to have a Dave on one of their records?
Okay, I won't pull out the financial issues on here, but then if they want to reach out to me, if it's somebody close, they could call me. If it's somebody who I've never met, they would have to go to my manager, and I think my manager's numbers are on my Instagram and Twitter as well, and my newly created Facebook page, because I got hacked, so I have a new page.
Okay.
So the numbers are there. They could call me, they could call my manager, and then he'll take them through what it takes and how to go about it.
Okay. When was your Facebook hacked, and what was the reason for the hack? Like, did you find out who hacked your Facebook, or you just forgot about it and opened a new one?
Following the stuff that these people have been posting, it's probably some Asians who hacked it. I don't know how.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just woke up one day and I didn't have any idea.
And didn't you try and contact the people at Facebook to say such and such has happened?
Yeah, I tried, but then to no avail.
Okay. So, Dave, it's been like very great talking to you and coming on our program and shedding more light on what is going on. So as we get closer to the end of the interview, people that want to find you, what are your social media handles for people that don't know where, what exactly and which handles you are using on social media? How can they find you now?
Okay, so I'll start with Facebook because Facebook is a biggie, because there's another page that we haven't voted yet. It's the fake page has got not less than 10,000 following.
Okay.
So, yeah, the fake page. And then it's got a funny the caps on the spelling of the name. I think the name Dave is spelled in capital letters.
Okay.
And then the Zambia is spelled in lowercase.
Yeah, man.
So the fake page has got not less than 10,000 following, and then the DAEV is spelled in capital letters. That page is fake.
Okay.
Yeah, and then my actual page actually not less than 4,000 following. I think less than 6,000, but not less than 4,000. So in that range, I think it's been a while.
So actually.
Less than 4,000.
So actually, the fake page has a larger following compared
following,
to the real
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, because I created recently. But that will be fixed. Anyway, let's talk about my Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, man.
My Instagram is Dave Zambia. My Twitter is at Dave Zambia Official.
Okay.
So I'm sure we'll be able to interact on those handles.
No, Mr. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the program. Before we come to the end of our interview, any last words to the people that are tuned in, that are following us via FM and the people that are on Facebook Live?
First of all, I want to be grateful, especially to the people who have been supporting and following my music since day one.
Yeah, man.
The people that came on board, I'm grateful to them as well, and they won't be disappointed. And then to that one person who's trying to get their music out there, it's very possible. Don't lose any hope. Just keep on pushing and creating good music. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you very much, Dave Zambia. All the best, my brother. More life, more blessings for your career.
Thank you for having me, man.
Have a blessed day. So that was Dave Zambia I was talking to on the phone. We diverged on a lot of topics, and I hope other people tuned in had a great time and you've learned one or two things about DAEV Zambia. So remember, at exactly 16:30, we'll be clicking on to the Z Top 5. So this is the 5 most downloaded songs in Zambia. So this is a weekly show that comes right here on Caribbean FM and is hosted by me, DJ Kip Classic Zambia. So that show is brought to you courtesy of djshowstar.com. So that is So moving forward, I'm going to play you another of Dave's song, which is Kambakalavu, and on the other side we cross over to the shopping zone, and on the other side we cross over to the Z Top 10. So stick around, have fun.